Now joined by Coach Adam Clark of the Gilman City Boys. Coach, we were talking about it, and when I was given the sports this morning, I said, you know what? It's a good win for Gilman City because you've had so many just close, frustrating losses here over the last 2 weeks. And he said, yeah, it was good to get the win, but it was closer than we wanted it to be. You let East Harrison into the game a little bit more than you wanted in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, we did. You know, I thought East Harrison started the game really well in the first quarter, and they got a little lead on us. You know, we came out in the second quarter and battled back, took a slight lead at halftime. And then, you know, we had a little bit of a lead. You know, third quarter, we kind of almost played even, let them get right back in it with us, and had a battle in the fourth quarter. You know, and we came out, you know, we had a little lead there late, wanted to really take care, good care of the ball, make sure we had it in the right hands at times when we knew we were going to get fouled. And luckily, we hit just enough free throws to keep us a lead. And you know, it's just one of those things. You know, I wanted the boys to play a little better than they did, but I was glad they battled right to the end.
As far as the game goes, Coach, you started slow, then you put 20 points up in the second quarter, and you took a 3-point lead in the half. That second quarter had to be one of the better stretches of ball you played all season long.
You know, it was one of those deals where the boys, you know, really stepped up and started playing a little better defense. You know, we were able to cover their shooters better. We were able to force some turnovers and get some transition points. And, you know, I think when we can get situations like that, that's when we play our best ball. You know, it's when our defense really steps up and understands the situations and puts the other team in a tough spot. And when we capitalize on that, it really helps us.
You also had, as far as scoring, this is always a good thing because you had a number of guys in the score column. But as far as, you know, the offense going through Caleb Ajornley and Cornelius Perry, it did. And they both played well on the offensive end last night, combining for 39.
They did. They both played extremely well. You know, and Cornelius, you know, looking at him yesterday, he was fighting some illness, so hopefully he bounces back pretty well. But some, you know, like I told him, I said sometimes when you're not feeling your best, you play extremely well, and he helped us out offensively, especially in the fourth quarter. He hit some huge three-pointers for us to help us keep our lead and extended 1 or 2 points. And Caleb played extremely great all game. You know, he was all over the floor getting rebounds. He was attacking the rim when we get him the ball close to the basket, and he hit a couple threes for us as well. So those guys are very invaluable for us. You know, Mitchell Sebring did an excellent job late in the game for us, handling the ball, hit some free throws for us in the fourth quarter. And, you know, it's just key things like that that really help us.
Now, it's, you know, we've had the discussion throughout the season about how competitive the HDC is going to be on the boys' side, and it's been that way. And your team has been in as many close games as anybody in the conference, Coach. Are the boys kind of used at this point to just being in the fourth quarter and having it be a real competitive game with the crowd into it and those things?
Well, they ought to be by now, as many of them as we've had. You know, I'm not comfortable with it, you know, but, you know, that's just because we've been on the backside of a few of them here, and it, you know, due to some lack of execution late in the game or having to spend most of the game playing catch-up. And so it's one of those things that, yeah, we've been there several times. It'll help us here, you know, when we get close to the end of this tournament for conference and, you know, when we get to district, being in tough games with a big crowd. And so, you know, hopefully they'll pay dividends, and I'm really hoping the boys really step up in this week and start playing some of their best ball of the season.
Well, last week was tough for your team, Coach. Not that you played bad all the time, but you lost by 2 at Grundy. You lost by 1 on your home floor Friday night to East Harrison. So you got some payback against East Harrison last night, but those are two frustrating losses last week.
You know, it really is. You know, we went over to Galt, Missouri, and played Grundy, and we fell behind extremely bad early on. You know, Grundy put up 45 points in the first half, and I'm just sitting here thinking, you know, we got to get ourselves in a better position to start a game. And so we were down 21 points at one stretch there and had two or three guys in foul trouble, and it wasn't until the fourth quarter that our defense decided, you know, hey, we can apply some pressure without fouling. And, you know, we battled all the way back to bring it back in within 2. And I had 3 straight possessions right there at the end of the game to tie the game or take the lead, and just couldn't get it done. So, you know, as frustrating as the first half and even part of the third quarter was, it was really nice to see the boys battle back late.
We've talked throughout the last couple of weeks about how you want to get momentum. You want to get as good of a district seed as you can, but it's been seeded now. So you want to get momentum just for the fact that you want to get some of those victories against some of the good teams on your schedule, because you want to have as much good vibes and good momentum going into districts here in 2 weeks, correct?
You know, that's right. You do. You need to get on a good roll here. You need to be playing some positive basketball where you're doing a lot of good things and putting the pressure on the other team, and that'll really set you up being a good competitor for districts. And like you said, we've seeded it now. We're going to get to see North Harrison again and districts, where we've had two very exciting games with them already. I'm sure we'll put on another good show for the fans for that matchup on February 20th. But, you know, and before the end of the conference tournament here, we may end up seeing them again. So there could be a couple more good battles, and hopefully those battles just make the boys better every time we play them.
Now, your districts are at Albany, are they not, Coach?
They are at Albany, yes.
So I assume here, because you're pretty similar to North Harrison, is that a 4-5 matchup?
It is a 4-5 matchup. You know, it was a close seating meeting, you know, because Canesville's right there with North Harrison. We've all each kind of split once or had some really close games, and so it was an interesting seating meeting.
Yeah, absolutely. You got Mercer at your place on the 13th, which is a week from today, and unless there's a huge upset, you likely got another matchup with Winston here in the semifinals, Coach. And as we talked about last week, the first time you saw Winston, you played him tough, so it sounds like the boys at least have some confidence that they can play with the Redbirds.
You know, we were on a stretch there in December when we met Winston, and I thought we were playing some of our best basketball. We had played Pattonsburg decent for three quarters, and then they pulled away late against us about that time of the year, too. And so, you know, it's nice that the boys can show those stretches where they can play really good ball, and hopefully they know they can, and we can, you know, get back to our fundamental things that got us playing that good style basketball.
That game coming up, Winston again has to get by Newtown Harris, and that game is scheduled for 6 o'clock tonight. The semifinals involving Gilman boys, that'll be Thursday night at 6 up at Eagleville. Coach, appreciate the time. Congrats on the win last night. We'll talk to you again next Tuesday.
We appreciate it, Tom.